Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me in waves. We're not in
Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day. Faithfulness is a characteristic that is highly valued in both our personal and professional lives. Being faithful means that we are committed, dependable, and trustworthy. It means that we follow through on our commitments, even in the face of difficulty or adversity. But more than that, faithfulness is a characteristic that is central to our relationship with God. As followers of Christ, we are called to be faithful in our love for God and in our obedience to His Word. In this devotional, we will explore the badge of faithfulness, reflecting on what it means to be faithful, why it is important, and how we can cultivate this characteristic in our lives. Join us on this journey into the Word of God as we look at the topic, the badge of faithfulness. Our Bible text is from Galatians chapter 5 verse 22 to 23.
Galatians chapter 5 verse 22 to 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness and self-control. Against such things there is no law.
Have you ever thought about what it means to be faithful? According to the Bible, faithfulness is one of the 9 traits that demonstrate the Holy Spirit's work in our hearts. From our Bible text today, this was mentioned among the 9 fruits of the Spirit in Galatians chapter 5 verses 22 to 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Faithfulness is a characteristic that many desire, but few attain. It's easy to start something with enthusiasm, but it's much harder to keep going when the excitement fades and the work becomes routine. However, God calls us to be faithful in all that we do, and He promises to reward those who are faithful to Him. The Bible is filled with stories of faithful men and women who endured trials and tribulations but remained steadfast in their commitment to God. Noah faithfully built an ark in obedience to God, even though the world around him ridiculed him for it. Abraham faithfully followed God's call to leave his homeland and journey to a new land, even though he didn't know where he was going. And Joseph faithfully served as a slave and a prisoner, even though he was falsely accused and wrongfully imprisoned. These men were faithful to God, and they were blessed because of it. In the New Testament, we also see the ultimate example of faithfulness in Jesus Christ. He was faithful to his Father's plan to the point of death, even though he knew it would be a painful and difficult journey. His faithfulness to God's plan brought salvation to the world and eternal life to all who believe in him. Can you endure to be faithful today? We are called to be faithful to God. In Colossians chapter 3 verses 23 to 24, we are told, "Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. Whether we are working in our jobs, raising our families, serving in our churches, or ministering to our communities, we are called to do it all as unto the Lord." Faithfulness is not just about starting strong, it's about finishing strong. In 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 7, Paul says, "I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith." Paul had faced many challenges and obstacles throughout his ministry, but he remained faithful to the end. He had the confidence that his work was not in vain, and he had the hope of a crown of righteousness that awaited him in heaven. The badge of faithfulness is not an easy one to earn. It requires discipline, perseverance, and commitment. But the rewards of faithfulness are great. When we are faithful to God, we can be confident that our work is not in vain, and that we will receive a reward from Him. As we read in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, "And without faith it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him." As we seek God daily, may we be faithful in all we do. Late evangelist Billy Graham, when asked about what he would like to be remembered for, in an interview on ABC's Good Morning America, said, "I want to be remembered as a person that was faithful to God, and faithful to my family, and faithful to my calling." And this attribute of faithfulness showed in his life and ministry. Faithfulness is not just a characteristic that we should strive for in our personal lives, but it is also essential in our relationship with others. When we are faithful to our commitments, we build trust and earn respect from those around us. We become a reliable source of support and encouragement for those who need it, and we can be a powerful witness to others of God's faithfulness and love. This message is a call to a life of faithfulness to every one of us. Let's strive to be faithful in all we do, and trust that the Lord will reward us for our labor. As we read in Revelation chapter 2 verse 10, "Be faithful, even to the point of death, and I will give you life as your victor's crown." As we go today, remember the badge of faithfulness that God calls us to wear. Ask yourself this question: are there areas in my life where I have been inconsistent or unfaithful? Take some time to pray and ask God to give you the strength and wisdom to be faithful in all that you do. Then take positive steps to prioritize God, to cultivate your character, embrace responsibility, and to seek His strength. May the Lord grant you the grace to do this and fulfill His purpose for your life. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the message of faithfulness that we have heard today. We acknowledge that being faithful is not always easy, but we know that with your help, we can cultivate this characteristic in our lives. Lord, we pray that you would help us to prioritize you in all that we do. May we seek to honor you in our thoughts, words, and actions, and may we live in a way that reflects your love and grace to those around us. We ask that you would help us to cultivate our character, and to grow in integrity, honesty, and humility. May we be people who are known for our faithfulness and commitment to you. Lord, we pray that you would help us to embrace responsibility and to be diligent in our work. May we be people who are dependable and reliable, and who can be counted on to follow through on our commitments. We ask that you would give us the strength to endure hardship and difficulty, and to remain steadfast in the face of temptation and adversity. Help us to find support and encouragement in the community of believers around us, and to rely on your strength and wisdom to help us persevere. Lord, we pray that you would empower us by your Holy Spirit to live lives that are pleasing to you. May we be faithful to the end, and may we receive the reward that you have promised to those who are faithful. We thank you for your faithfulness and love towards us, and we pray that we would be faithful in our love for you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from Numbers chapter 8, chapter 9 and chapter 10. And for the evening, Mark chapter 5 verse 1 to 20. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.